Republican state lawmakers are pushing for a constitutional amendment that would limit the governor's partial veto powers. It's Tuesday, January 28th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Microsoft has unveiled plans to build a massive data center in Kenosha. And upgrades to American Family Field are finally taking shape, more than a year after a state deal. Stay with us.
This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
What people see is the prices they're paying, right, or the level of credit card debt they have, and so on.
But there's also a practical need to move toward a carbon neutrality, especially on the in the Lake Superior in the North Country.
And if you come together and deal with the issues, you have a greater amount of collective strength.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at restricting the governor's veto powers by amending the state constitution. The joint resolution would only allow Governor Tony Evers or any future governor to veto entire sections of spending bills that could stand as individual laws. In practice, it would prevent governors from reshaping the budget to their liking. Republicans introduced a similar amendment last year that would block governors from using a veto to increase any tax or fee. Both come after Democratic Governor Tony Evers used a partial veto in 2023 to extend a temporary school funding increase by 400 years. Amending the Wisconsin Constitution takes time, though. The resolution has to be passed by lawmakers in two legislative sessions and then be approved by voters in a statewide referendum. Michigan's Assistant Attorney General argued in state court yesterday that Enbridge does not have a valid easement for its pipeline in the Great Lakes. As Danielle Kading reports, the state's attorney general sued the company in 2019 to shut down Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac.
Michigan officials say the 1953 easement violates the state's public trust doctrine and should be revoked. Line 5 carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids per day from Superior to Sarnia, Ontario. Michigan's assistant attorney general says the state has a duty to protect the public's rights from the threat of a spill. The aging pipeline has been damaged by anchor strikes in recent years. Enbridge's attorney says the state is trying to regulate the pipeline's safety, which is governed by federal law. The company also argues a treaty between the U.S. and Canada bars the state from interfering with the flow of oil. Enbridge wants to build a $750 million tunnel to house the aging pipeline. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Microsoft has unveiled plans to build a massive data center in Kenosha. The company's identity had been kept a secret since plans for the center were unveiled in November. The company will build four large buildings on 240 acres along Interstate 94, just 6 miles south of its data center complex under construction in Mount Pleasant. Samantha Kirkman is the Kenosha County executive. She says officials are trying to preserve the county's quality of life by steering development into already built-up corridors like the interstate.
I'm a lifelong resident here myself, and it is, you know, a balance that we have to juggle every single day.
Meanwhile, in central Wisconsin, a company called Digital Power Optimization is planning to build a data center in Wisconsin Rapids. It plans to use hydroelectric power from the city's dam that's been unused since its paper mill shut down in 2020. Upgrades to the home of the Milwaukee Brewers are finally taking shape. As Evan Casey explains, the new board that was formed under a public financing deal for American Family Field is making its first major investment to the ballpark.
A state law was passed in 2023 to send over $500 million in public funds for upgrades to the stadium over the next few decades. The district board that oversees the stadium just approved a spending plan for renovations. The big-ticket items are $10 million for a public gathering space and $25 million to winterize the stadium for off-season events. Pat Goss is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District.
It's the first in what's going to be many steps of delivering on what, you know, the legislature and the governor approved.
A construction schedule is still being finalized. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Ukrainian refugees have been able to come into the country temporarily through a program called Uniting for Ukraine, and some of them have settled in Wisconsin.
I lived there for 55 years of my life. So leaving everything behind was heartbreaking.
After the break, WPR's Colleen Leahy has more on one woman's story about her experience. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is cheering you on.
Who wants to see some ski jumping?
The way I throw my ball, it was so slow that the pin boy just about fell asleep before it hit.
I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love broomball.
I can teach him how to be a hockey player, and he can teach me how to play curling.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, last week, President Trump ordered a pause on a number of programs that allow people to come into the country temporarily. One of those programs, called Uniting for Ukraine, has allowed more than 150,000 Ukrainians to settle in the United States since Russia's 2022 invasion. Colleen Leahy spoke with one Ukrainian in Wisconsin about her experience.
It's 12:30 p.m. on a Monday. Time for the Winnebago Area Literacy Council's More English class. 14 students listen as teacher Jean Kyler gives a lesson on nouns. As part of the lesson, Kyler lists just some of the places her students are from.
Everybody has a different country. Mexico, Turkey, Nicaragua, Venezuela. Those are the proper nouns. The common noun is country.
Elena Kachenko has been learning English at the Literacy Council for a year and a half.
My name is Elena. My surname is Tkachenko. I'm from Ukraine.
Kachenko came to OMRO 2 years ago through the Uniting for Ukraine program, which is also called U4U. U4U was created under President Joe Biden, so there'd be an easier way for Ukrainians displaced by the war to settle and work temporarily in the U.S. On Thursday, Trump ordered a pause to the U4U program, stopping any final decisions on applications. Kachenko's journey from Ukraine to the U.S. has been incredibly challenging.
It
was really hard to leave my homeland. So there was bombing going everywhere. It was terrible. So after our neighborhood and my house were bombed and pretty much deteriorated to the ground, so we first arrived into the refugee camp in Spain. So my daughter had immigrated in the United States earlier because she married an American citizen, and then I was able to join them like on the family reunification case. It was very heartbreaking to leave my homeland because I lived there for 55 years of my life. So leaving everything behind was heartbreaking.
Trump's immigration policies are affecting so many different groups of people that it's less about Ukrainians specifically and more about overhauling the immigration system as a whole. That's according to Yoshiko Herrera, a professor of political science at UW-Madison and an expert on Russia.
There's nothing from the Trump administration so far that says they're particularly targeting Ukrainians, like that Ukrainians are the reason for the end of these programs. I think it's more that they're particularly targeting people from Mexico, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, Haiti.
So why stop a program that has helped over 150,000 Ukrainians come to the U.S.?
I think they wanted to show that they were acting quickly on immigration right from the start. So my sense is that they just are like, okay, we're pausing everything. But I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, in the next couple of weeks decide, oh, well, okay, that United for Ukraine is okay. I mean, the sense I get is that it's just a blanket order and that it's going to be sorted out later.
Kachenko's application to extend her U4U visa was approved, but only through April. She says it's been hard to adjust to life in Wisconsin, but she's also found a lot of support here.
So having come to Wisconsin, it just feels so peaceful after those years of living, you know, under the threat of bombing, you know, every night, and the tragedy of the whole nation. I also find the citizens of this country very friendly, very supportive. Whoever I reach out to always lend me a helping hand.
Kachenko hopes to stay in the U.S. permanently to keep building her life here. and because she has no family left in Ukraine to go back to. Colleen Leahy, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Special thanks to Oksana Martinova-Przenka for translating. And finally, quick check of weather before we let you go. It's going to be another windy day across the state today, but much warmer than last week. High temperatures getting into the upper 20s in the north and upper 30s in the south. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.